Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, launching into the third hour of the program. Plenty of time for you if you want to dial in and join us here toll-free at 855-453. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Feel free to connect to us that way. With you tonight, it's Ian here. Oh, Mark, I'm so sorry. You are still sitting in the wrong seat.
I can always move if it makes you happy.
It would probably make it so I could run the board more effectively if you did. But yes, Ian and Mark here in studio. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Lots to talk about here tonight. If you're just tuning in, you missed the story about a man in New York, Tribeca. I don't know where the hell Tribeca is. I've been to New York enough, but I don't know
where. It's like near anything New York City.
Oh, so it's not even in New York City. I didn't realize that.
I think it's a district of New York City. I don't know.
It's got that New York City sound to it.
It's certainly got big buildings in it.
Anyway, guy living there was taking photos of a family who lived sort of across the way from him. And right across, in the building adjacent to his. And he took photos of them over a year's time period. And he turned it into an art exhibit. Now, I guess it suggests here in the article that he did get paid for this exhibit. So I think you might be right, Mark, that it's using the photos in more of a commercial means, like to use in an advertisement that gets run over and over again or something like that.
Yeah.
If this artist getting paid for his exhibit wasn't considered to be a commercial means in that way. And so the court ruled in his favor. And it was an appeals court. So the first court ruled in his favor. The family, who was apparently upset about this because, well, they made the choice to leave their windows, floor-to-ceiling windows, wide open for an entire year, giving this man the opportunity to lurk in his apartment and snap photos of them throughout the, I imagine it was more during the darker hours of the day because then the lights are on inside and it more illuminates what's going on inside the room for easier photographing purposes. But they got upset about that after this thing hit this art exhibit, this art gallery that took the pictures. Somehow word got to the family that this was happening, and that was interesting because it did say that their faces are mostly obscured. So he would take pictures of them and then I'm sure he got some with their faces in it, but the ones he published were the ones that just made them more of like an anonymous family. Because he was taking pictures of them doing their everyday family activities. She's cleaning, he's making food in the kitchen, they're sitting down watching TV, whatever families do in Tribeca. They were doing, that's what the focus of this exhibit was. It was called The Neighbors. And, the irony, of course, of this, in case it wasn't already clear, is that these people were upset by this, right? So they go ahead and file a lawsuit, which, of course, is only going to bring more attention to this. You and I would never have heard, never. It would have just been some exhibit in some Tribeca art gallery that only, how many thousand people could possibly filter through this exhibit before it, moves on to the next
exhibit?
And
the vast majority of them wouldn't have known them from Adam.
They'd just
be average, ordinary people.
Right, there would have been people there commenting, oh, isn't that wonderful? This is great. Wonderful artwork. They'd be sipping on their wine or whatever it is that people do.
Absolutely insightful. The artist is a genius.
Yeah, I mean, some of these comments would be made ultimately, and then the art gallery would move on to whatever the next installation was.
You can really see the despair in her eyes as she toils.
Except you can't see her eyes in this photo. It's her bending over, cleaning, not facing towards the camera.
You can see the despair in her haunches as she bends over and toils. What it must be like for these people.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's all it would have been. Had these folks not filed this lawsuit, this would have been just another of zillions of art exhibits in, New York City.
Well, I hate to be the...
Now everyone knows who they are.
I hate to be the cynic, but that's the way I was born. So many people look at lawsuits as winning the lottery. Oh, this person did something. I'm going to be able to get a whole bunch of money out of them. And I'll probably be able to sue a whole bunch of different people, the building and everybody. Everybody's getting sued. Sue, sue, sue. And that, you know, that's not how you make things right.
No, certainly not. I mean, if there was some kind of damage done to them, that damage was done initially, and then they made it worse by increasing the publicity. How many thousands more people heard about the neighbors, this particular art exhibit, and how many people have now Googled the neighbors? I actually haven't had a chance to yet, but I'm curious. Now I want to know, you know, what photos of this. This guy took pictures for a year. And that's an incredible level of dedication. I mean, presumably every night he's there on his camera.
He's an artiste.
Often enough throughout the year, he's there observing these people and taking pictures and selecting the best ones, blowing them up into, you know, large format prints. I mean, this is a big, big project. And, you know, they really helped him out with this lawsuit ultimately by going after him. And
yeah,
that certainly wasn't their intention.
I would imagine they did.
And I want to know, of the what I presume to be thousands of pictures he took, how many did he select and which ones did he select for the exhibit? Because digital photography is next to zero cost. It's not like the old film photography where you actually had to pay for every print that you developed and you'd have to develop every print in order to know whether you got any good pictures.
Yeah.
Now you can just snap, 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 and pick the best of the bunch. And that's what this guy did. And so this has me curious. My curiosity has been piqued, and now I want to go and see. It's not because I want to invade these people's privacy. I don't care who they are. What they do in their home is of zero interest to me, and I imagine it's of zero interest to everyone looking at the art exhibit. Just curious as to, you know, what his art looks like.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm kind of curious as to what it's like catching people in this average everyday thing and then, you know, going through what must be thousands, maybe tens of thousands of pictures and then selecting the ones that are sort of, you know, the best composition, the best, the most artistic. Yeah, I bet that's very interesting.
So you can join us here. Share your thoughts. I mean, are we crazy? I mean, should these people deserve some kind of protection by the law? Is that what, you know, you think? The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. So he's got himself a website. I did Google it. Arnie Svensson, A-R-N-E, or maybe it's pronounced Arn. Arn Svensson, S-V-E-N-S-O-N.com. I'll link to it over on our Facebook and Google. And when you arrive on the front page, the first photo that you see is of the lady of the household, but she's obscured by the apparently there are curtains on these windows, but they're
not closed.
They're pulled backwards, but her head is obscured by the curtain. In another one, there's she's mostly the top portion of her face. You can see her lips and the bottom of her nose. I mean, these aren't particularly identifiable style photographs. He made a specific effort to keep their identities out of these pictures. I mean, I'm looking through here, Mark, and I'm not seeing anything where it's, you know, somebody's face is popping out at anyone at all here. This maybe, you know, a profile. There's like a profile here of someone sitting watching television, and you can see, again, the bottom of their nose and their mouth. These are not identifiable in any way, shape, or form, and this family put themselves on the map by bringing this lawsuit, and now I imagine it's probably a lot easier than before to identify them because, you know, if one of them has a Facebook profile or had a Facebook profile, it would have been a trivial matter to actually pull up their names since they filed the lawsuit and get their actual photos of their full faces.
I mean, I can see why they would file the lawsuit, but, you know, man, sorry, that's the law. And in this case, I support it. Sadly, I don't want to support it. I don't think that you should go photographing people in their houses, but you shouldn't leave your blinds open either.
I take it back. One member of the family is fully revealed, and that is their dog. So you can see the dog's face fully in one of the pictures. But that's it. That's really the only privacy that was invaded. Otherwise, you know, there's nothing really going on here in this. But again, I'll link to it. You can see for yourself over on our Facebook and Twitter. The toll-free number tonight here is 855-450-FREE. If you want privacy, you have to take the steps to have it. You've got to do whatever it takes, depending on the level of privacy that you want. And there are different levels of privacy that you can achieve. But by default, you don't have it. And maybe it'd be nice if you did have privacy by default, but you don't. So you have to do something about it. And we'll come back with more.
Now, if he went on their property and took the pictures, I'd have a totally different feel for this.
Which he couldn't do because it's a building. So, yeah. You know, an apartment building. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. He didn't have to break and enter. They let him in by opening the blinds. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk. Talk Live, you dial toll-free to join us here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. You know, I did mention that privacy is something you have to work for. You have to take steps to achieve privacy. One of those steps you can take is ProXPN. You go to proxpn.com/FTL. And you can get signed up there for ProXPN. You can actually start for free. And what ProXPN does is they encrypt your internet connection. So ProXPN helps you with internet privacy. You still have to put up blinds on your windows. ProXPN cannot help you with that part. But with the internet
privacy. You pay enough, I'm sure they will.
But this is sort of the internet version of blinds on your windows to some extent, because ProXPN encrypts your data connection, meaning your internet service provider cannot snoop on you anymore. And maybe not just your internet service provider, maybe every other internet service provider. So if you put ProXPN on your laptop or your smartphone, which you can because it's available for Windows, Mac, iOS devices, Android, Linux, so pretty much anything you might be using. When you put it on your smartphone or laptop, whatever network you're on, the administrator of that network doesn't know what you're doing because ProXPN, again, obscures data. They encrypt your data connection. You can get started for free at proxpn.com/FTL. But when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account for unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, private torrenting ability, and to get past regionally blocked websites, use code FTL50, that's FTLI Free Talk Live, and 50 as in 50% off the price of their annual account, which, by the way, locks in that discount for the lifetime of your account. So next year, when you're wanting to upgrade or not upgrade, but to continue on for another year, you get the same great discount.
Yeah.
So really, it's an awesome deal. It breaks the price down to less than $5 a month. ProXPN.com/FTL. Go there to get started. And then don't forget promo code FTL50. By the way, there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, so you've got nothing to lose except for your privacy. Again, you've got to take steps. So step one on the internet is ProXPN.com/FTL. Some other good steps towards protecting your privacy. Curtains, good idea. Close the curtains. That would have helped this family in Tribeca a lot had they done that.
Well, in this case, I mean, think of what's really important here is this guy was on his property taking pictures of them through windows that they had not sort of closed and obscured. Now, one thing people might, you know, Peeping Tom might come to mind when they talk about this guy who's taking artistic photos, and they are artistic photos of this family who, without their consent and without their knowledge. But
are they only artistic because they're hiding their faces? Does that make them more artistic?
More artistic. You know,
had the lady been naked, would it not have been artistic?
Not artistic.
Why not? Some people consider that art.
Yeah, that's just period stuff. No, that's not nearly as artistic to my mind.
Okay, nudity is very artistic.
Right. Art is art appeals to, you know, art is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah.
Correct.
And so is prurience, by the way. And you think naked people is a prurient thing that says more about you than it does about anything else.
It's not the nakedness that really bothers me, and it's that this guy was in his house taking pictures of other people in their house. But I've got to say that I do agree from principle that you're responsible for your own privacy. However, if you're the difference between being a peeping Tom is the peeping Tom comes on your property and kind of peeks through as best they can and that sort of thing. So I do not say that that is a right. I say that that at that point is trespassing.
Sure.
And that, you know, you're trespassing. It's not just wandering across the corner of somebody's property. You're going onto their property.
For the purpose of
violating their privacy.
And you will see something that otherwise someone who did not go on the property would not be able to see. Like if you go up and put your eye up to someone's window, you will be able to see things that the person who was at the street level or at the sidewalk or whatever could not possibly see.
The real distinction.
So you totally invaded their privacy in that case.
The real distinction here is this guy's on his property. I can see, there's different grades, right?
Like even if you were on public property, it would be fine.
I think it probably would, but one needs to acknowledge that this guy was on his property. And so there's just decreasing areas of sort of righteousness, as it were. He's in his living room taking pictures. He's got the lights off. I'll say that that's not quite as righteous as having the lights on, but he's in his living room with the lights off, taking pictures that are completely visible from his living room. That makes it okay legally. It still makes it weird, but it does not make it, to my mind, immoral. So I would say that on public property, I would feel similarly, But I can see why people who have their houses right butted up against the street would be like, hey, no photos, please. Have you ever been someplace where somebody has a house? Like you
and
go to a big
right
city.
Right on the sidewalk.
It's
sure.
Right there. And their windows, either they, you know, they're opening up themselves for, you know, hey, see what it looks like when we have dinner. Mm-hmm. Or they just have, you know, window coverings. I think it must be awful to have windows and not being able to open them to the sunlight without people peering in your house. But you bought the house in all likelihood.
You chose the location. And you could always move somewhere else with more privacy. You know, you don't have to live in a densely packed urban environment. You can always go and get a house with some trees around it, for instance, or some bushes or shrubs or whatever.
Yeah.
So so that's another obvious thing you can do if you want more privacy. Move to a more private location. Move to a place where you can't be seen from the road.
Moving costs money. There's no doubt about it.
Privacy costs money.
Yeah,
there's no doubt about it. And that's kind of the point I'm making here is you have to put effort in. And when you have to put effort in, that usually means you have to put money in as well. Another good one is to get a private mailbox as well. Some people will use P.O. boxes. I don't recommend that because then you're giving money to the post office.
Well, plus you can't get
packages
delivered.
So what's the point? But yeah, if you have a private mailbox, like a UPS store box or pack mail or whatever the heck they're called, where you live locally, then that's a way to obscure your address from everyone you do business with. That's a good way to keep some information private as well. You can also rent a house privately if you've got cash. You know, if you've got enough cash, you can I'm not going to say most landlords, but some landlords will happily take cash for a rental and be a little bit more flexible with things like, you know, putting your name on the bills. Like if you gave a landlord enough cash, he might just leave the electric bill in his name, you know. That's pretty hard to find a landlord who's willing to do that, but there are ways to make it so, you know, your name's not on anything. You can always find a willing friend or someone who's not so concerned about their privacy. Give them some cash and have them put their name on something, as long as they trust you, because obviously the risk involved in that is, well, what if this person, you know, puts the electric bill in your name and then they don't pay the bill.
Well,
that's a problem.
That could be a difficulty, right? Like I've been in situations where I lived essentially in somebody else's house and I paid them money to live there. I called myself a roommate, and that's certainly an accurate terminology, but we weren't on equal footing because we weren't on both on the lease.
Yep.
And more or less what that person says goes. That's their house.
Their house, sure.
And you pay to live there and you can decide you don't want to live there anymore. Whereas I've also lived in situations where I've had people live at my house and it's my name on the mortgage. And that's an entirely different situation. At that point, it's my house and they've got to live by my rules. And if they don't like it, they can go. So, I mean, you know, that's how that goes. And you got to, it's a give and take. You got to decide what works for you. And you give up a certain amount of freedom for a certain amount of privacy.
That's true. The more privacy you have, the more difficult it's going to be to do business. You know, if you, for instance, don't want to have a bank account, you don't want to have a credit card with your name on it, that's going to make things a little bit more complicated for you. But again, privacy takes effort. Maybe you've got some tips. Maybe you live an ultra-private lifestyle, and we've perhaps not gone deeply enough into this topic. There's something we're missing? 855-453, that's the toll-free number here at Free Talk Live. Coming up, what is Liberland? I want to know.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoin or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind. Because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial on in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we share with you on the site there. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And let's go back to the news here. Liberland, it's at the top right now on freetalklive.com. Our listeners like you, have gone to freetalklive.com and they have voted on various different news articles, maybe YouTube videos, whatever is interesting / entertaining, whatever you think our listeners will appreciate. You can submit content right there to the front page at freetalklive.com and then vote whether you like or dislike said content. And then whatever is voted up will make it to the top of the page. This is on the top right now over at freetalklive.com. It is Liberland. And I'd seen, I think I saw something about this on Facebook earlier and didn't really think much of it. It just seemed like yet another Move Here project, which, Mark, you have been cataloging these Move Here projects.
Yeah, I don't know that this one even qualifies, but I'll keep my ear out.
Why does this not qualify, in your opinion?
Well, a Move Here project has to be encouraging people to move to a specific location in order to find more liberty. It's what I'm doing mostly with the Move Here project. I have chronicled a few other ideas. Maybe this will, maybe this will.
Isn't that the point of Liberland?
I'm not sure what the point of Liberland is. I've just seen. I haven't even read a full article. Why don't you do that?
I have a little bit about that, as a matter of fact, here. So their website is liberland.org, and here's a story from Time Magazine. A Czech man is claiming to be the president of a new country he founded in Europe. Vít Jedlička, a member of the Conservative Party of Free Citizens in the Czech Republic, is the self-appointed president of Liberland, which he says sits on unclaimed terra nullius territory wedged between Serbia and Croatia. The three-square-mile country, where they put country in quotes, where taxes are optional and a military is non-existent, does not, quote, interfere with the territory, unquote, of the two states, according to Liberland's website. The statement announcing the creation of the new country came out just a few days ago, and it reads in part, quote, "The objective of the founders of the new state is to build a country where honest people can prosper without being oppressed by governments making their lives unpleasant through the burden of unnecessary restrictions and taxes."
I like the sound of it.
Sounds pretty freedom-oriented.
Sometimes you can have situations like this where these governments, they make little deals with each other on, you know, this is where our land is and this is where your land is, and they'll make mistakes. There was one situation, I believe, in Minnesota. There's a little piece of Minnesota that's like across the lake, and you can only get there by boat. I think you can even drive there through Canada. I'm not entirely sure how it goes, but there's this little tiny little bit of Minnesota that's not attached to the United States, really, but it is part of the United States. There's another one that went on at one point during some treaty negotiations between Canada, what was, you know, Great Britain, well, Canada, and the United States. They sort of left out this little bit at the top of New Hampshire. You can go find it at Republic of Indian Stream on Wikipedia, and they've got a little article on it. And it's just a little, you know, at one point, basically, it was a sovereign nation because neither part could truly claim it.
What's going on with it now?
Well, it's not any longer. Oh, it was swept up at some point or another.
Bummer.
But, I mean, it has legal standing to claim to be sovereign, but I doubt that anybody who's living there really is interested in that.
The country's motto is, and anyone from New Hampshire will appreciate this, to live and let live.
Yeah.
Which is a very laissez-faire viewpoint. Jedlička, speaking by phone from Prague, told Time that the effort began as a political stunt to garner media attention. He's 31, by the way. He said it started a little bit like a protest, but now it's really turning out to be a real project with real support. The project has already received roughly 20,000 applications for citizenship, according to Jedlička, who estimated that the country will receive as many as 100,000 applications by just the end of next week. Liberland's website has details of how to apply for citizenship, including sending an email of introduction. A CV is optional. I don't know what that stands for. Jedlička added that some people already have plans to relocate. He joked that we have the busiest immigration office in the world and joked that his 7-person volunteer staff, he expects, will grow. The citizenship process is selective, and Jedlička says only between 3,000 and 5,000 people will be granted citizenship in the coming weeks. Down the line, he said he expects the number of citizens to be comparable to Liechtenstein, a 62-square-mile country that borders Switzerland and Austria with 35,000 people. Not all of the citizens will live in Liberland. Jedlička was active in his party in the Czech Republic, but he said his efforts to oppose government largesse proved fruitless.
Oh, yeah. Once you're inside the government and you're trying to work against the government, getting to spend more money, yeah, that's not going to work.
He says, so we decided we have to go the other way around. We have to set up another country and really start the other way around. I'm still going to be active in Czech politics, he said, though he noted that Czech laws may forbid a president of another country from running for office. He said, I would probably resign and let somebody else run Liberland for me if there was a chance to do political change in the Czech Republic. Well, that doesn't really show much dedication, does it? I mean, he wants to start.
He admitted it was a stunt.
Yeah, that's true. Liberland is a peaceful country and will have no standing army. If neighbors Croatia and Serbia were to oppose, he said he would only put up a passive defense. Quote, we will move, but we will keep our claim to the country, he said. But so far, he's still awaiting a diplomatic response from the country's neighbors. The Serbian and Croatian embassies in the United States did not immediately respond to requests for comment.
you know, countries tend to not like other people to join their club.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't want to do that. You know, they would rather a territory remain in dispute between two countries than for that territory to become its own sovereign place.
That's less control for their from their purposes.
I don't understand it entirely why. It's just
less centralization. Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't countries want more centralization in the world?
Yeah, but
they want to annex that place, don't they?
I mean, I think it's the only good way to solve a problem. So if you're a country and I'm a country and we've got this little spot in the middle that we don't agree on, is it really worth going to war over? I mean, that's really it. Basically, I can sit there and claim my sovereignty over that piece of land, even though I don't get to get any taxes off it or whatever. And at some point, I can hope in the future I manage to get it through, I don't know, some treaties or the World Court or whatever. And I guess that's what they're doing. They're just hanging around hoping that they get another piece of land so they can extract taxes off of those people there and then say, we're here to help you, don't you know? If it wasn't for us, you wouldn't have any roads. We had roads before you came. Well, now we're the road bringers. Well, that's what government is. Roads, roads, roads. And, you know, I mean, that's what they get to say, right? We feed your poor people. If it wasn't for us, all your poor people would be starving. Our poor people are starving. We'll see.
So I want to learn more about this. Maybe you've been digging in deep and you know a lot about this. I mean, it's the top story on our website right now at freetalklive.com. I've got their website pulled up, liberland.org. We'll read their own. That was the Time magazine piece we just read. So the mainstream media perspective on this, what does Liberland have to say for themselves? We'll share that coming up here in a moment. And I want to know from you. I mean, how do you feel about this? Is this the Free State Project killer? Is Liberland going to be more successful? I mean, they certainly seem to have a good head start here. I mean, as far as they've only been around for a week, and they've gotten major press attention from mainstream media all around the world. I mean, foreign language media, U.S. media, all over the place.
The Free State Project's had plenty of press.
Yeah, but I mean, the Free State Project has never sent one press release and gotten this level of coverage.
The Free State Project, okay, so this Liberland says, hey, why don't you sign up and see if you want to be a citizen? This doesn't really ask, I mean, all they've asked people for is an email,
mm-hmm.
right? The Free State Project proposes that you pick up your life and move somewhere for more liberty. And I get why some people might say, well, New Hampshire's cold, or, you know, I've looked into it and it's not for me, or I've got my business or my family or whatever. All those things are fine. This is a stunt, and it's getting the results that a stunt gets. People who are
bang, and then
yeah, people who have really no intention of moving. I'm not going to move to this unless they really achieve something.
They've got a flag.
Yippee. New Hampshire's had a flag for hundreds of years.
All right, we'll come back with more here. Share your thoughts on Liberland. Is this something more than a stunt? Is it going to catch on? 855-450-FREE? Or is it just a joke? It's Free Talk Live.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
On Monday, Josh Liebarger made his status
case of the Mondays,
followed by a frowny face. It got one like and five comments, including dislike. Well, Josh, Geico also wants to make a comment to turn that emoji's frown upside down. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. With all that extra dough, why not give Monday a makeover?
We see an office party in your future,
hosted by you.
Hashtag happy face.
Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're back here. You may take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com. And if you want to support the show, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only Facebook group, and more for $5 a month over at amp.freetalklive.com. We also have our African satellite fundraiser going on right now. You can go to africa.lrn.fm to contribute to that. There's some perks involved where you can have Mark Edge here in the studio record a voicemail greeting for folks. That's a $100 perk. There's a $1,000 perk where you can select from multiple shows. Pick your favorite LRN.FM show, and you can come hang out in their studio when they are recording their show. Free Talk Live is one of those shows, but there are more. You know, there's other shows besides Free Talk Live, and maybe you'd like them better. You can pick them over at africa.lrn.fm, and there's some other perks involved in that as well. It makes a big difference if you can contribute to that, so please do. We're talking about Liberland. And you got to hand it to him. I don't know who his press agent is or how he managed to send out this press release and get all this attention for, you know, claiming a 3-square-mile piece of property in between Croatia and Serbia.
It's a tiny little dot on the map.
Yeah, I don't know how he ended up getting all this publicity, but he's getting it. And now, as a result of the publicity, they've had tens of thousands of people apply for citizenship in this new country, or at least what they are claiming is a new country. And as far as I'm concerned, if you want to claim you've got a country, then you've got a country, in my mind. I mean, it's just an idea.
Yeah, when I ask people if I can secede, my little piece of property can secede, and it's certainly smaller than, 3 square miles is what they're claiming here.
Yeah, you've got a 10 or 11 acres or something.
Yeah,
I've
got a bit more than 10 acres. Well, the first things they start asking is all kinds of crazy questions, things that really sort of irrelevant, like how are you gonna pay for the roads? Well, how do people that come in your country pay for the roads? They don't. Now, that doesn't – I'm not saying I'm unwilling to pay for the roads. I'm saying you've got a really terrible funding system for roads. You've got a really crappy system for road funding. Okay, fine. But, you know, what about border checkpoints? Well, why would you want to put a border checkpoint up in my country? If I'm coming out of my country into the United States to go shopping, don't the businesses in the United States, the government is supposed to be representing, want me there?
Absolutely.
I mean, none of these things. Well, how are you going to get electricity? Why in the world wouldn't the organization that doles out electricity want to sell me electricity?
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't they? Well, and if that's a problem, fine. I'll buy solar panels if it'll make you feel better. If it'll make you feel better, I'll buy solar panels. But electricity and the government, they really aren't together. The government basically provides a monopoly to many electric providers, but that's really about it.
Now,
if I'm willing to pay at their monopolistic prices, what difference would it make?
Now, the difference between the free land of Edgingtonia, what is it
called? Fine, you call it whatever you want.
Well, what do you call it?
I don't really believe I have my own country.
Edgingtonville?
No,
I thought you were into that. I thought you had declared it your own sovereign territory.
I don't take any of this stuff seriously because I know there's people with guns that will kill me over it. It's all just a joke.
They're probably not going to kill you over
it. I call my place Edgewood Farms.
There you go.
Okay.
The difference, of course, here is that the Liberland folks are actually offering citizenship to people. They are offering, and what the benefit is of that, I'm not really sure. Because, you know, generally the idea of citizenship is that you're trading allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. At this point, I don't imagine the 31-year-old man who started this thing, who at this point is saying he still intends to continue in Czech politics, is going to be very good at protecting anyone from anything. So, you know, what are the benefits, I guess, of becoming a citizen of Liberland? It's not really acknowledged likely yet by any other government in the world, so a Liberland passport, you know, may have different levels of acceptance. I don't oppose the idea of it. I hold a world passport, as a matter of fact. So I like the idea of having more choices in the world. I just don't know, you know, what does it cost to become a citizen? These are all important questions that need to be answered. I mean, are the people who are applying for citizenship actually going to move to Liberland?
Is no.
A habitable place as well.
I don't know.
It is apparently located between Croatia. This is from their website, liberland.org. It's located, they say it is the Free Republic of Liberland, here and after known as Liberland, is a sovereign state located between Croatia and Serbia on the west bank of the Danube River.
Danube.
The nearest towns are...
so poorly read.
Zmajevac in Croatia and Baki Monostor, the autonomous province of Vojvodina, Serbia. On some maps, this area is referred to as Gornja Siga. Liberland came into existence due to a border dispute between Croatia and Serbia. This area...
They've been around that long.
This area along the west bank of the Danube River is not claimed by Croatia, Serbia, or any other country. It was therefore terra nullius, a no man's land, until Vit Jedlica seized the opportunity and on the 13th of April 2015, just 3 days ago, formed a new state in this territory.
It's a good idea.
Liberland. The boundary was defined so as not to interfere with the territory of Croatia or Serbia. Its total area of approximately 7 square kilometers is now the third smallest sovereign state after the Vatican and Monaco. For more information regarding the border dispute between Croatia and Serbia, here's an article on Wikipedia. The motto of Liberland is to live and let live because Liberland prides itself on personal and economic freedom of its people, which is guaranteed by the Constitution, which significantly limits the power of politicians so they could not interfere too much in the freedoms of the Liberland nation.
Well, I'm for them trying their little tiny government. I suspect that the governments around them will probably not be for it, but I see no particularly good reason why they wouldn't be.
Well, it's interesting that they, I mean, again, I don't know anything more about this land and the whatever the dispute was beyond what I've just read, but he's claiming that neither of those countries claim that territory. So that doesn't sound like a dispute. Why wouldn't they claim the territory?
Well, okay, so do you remember the Republic of Minerva?
It sounds familiar, but no, I don't.
Okay, the Republic of Minerva, and you told me about it originally, was it wasn't even an atoll. It was really just a sandbar way out in the Pacific Ocean beyond the country borders of any country out there, and they brought some equipment out. This was in the 70s, and they began to pump sand out to make their own islands. Mm. After they'd gotten a certain ways there, they'd made two islands. They put a flag in the ground. They sent some letters off to Australia, New Zealand, Tonga, and some other country, maybe Papua New Guinea, I'm not entirely sure.
And then they got taken over by a gunboat, right?
Those countries got together, had themselves a little meeting, said, we cannot have ourselves a new country out here.
Maybe Tonga, they shouldn't have sent the letters.
They're closest to you. You will claim them. And then Tonga sent out what probably passed as their navy, which was one boat with a 50 cal on it. And they, they arrived in the Republic of Minerva and said, "We do hereby annex you." And they did, and they took down the flag and whatever, and that was
it.
So the Tonganese flag went up on the one island, and a couple days later it went up on the other island, and that's how they were taken over.
Wow.
It was a coup. It was a takeover. It was an invasion. But the fact that a government doesn't claim a piece of territory today doesn't mean that they won't claim that territory tomorrow. I suspect Croatia and Serbia will probably have a meeting over the telephone, Skype or WebEx or, you know, go to meeting or whatever that is they'll have real right quick and get together and say, okay, we need to take care of this. We're going to have a new, neighbor on our border, and this isn't particularly good, so what are we going to do about it?
Who is needed in Liberland, asks the about page of their website, liberland.org. Liberland currently needs people who, bullet point, have respect for other people and respect the opinions of others, regardless of their race, ethnicity, orientation, or religion. Have respect for private ownership, which is untouchable. Do not have communist, Nazi, or other extremist past. We're not punished for past criminal offenses. Oh, I guess I'm out. Or what do they consider to be a criminal offense, right? Like, I've stood in front of a government police car in protest of what they were doing. Would that be considered a criminal offense? Or do they actually mean, like, crimes against humans that have victims?
I guess I'm out.
How to apply? You can send an email to info@liberland.org, comprised of an introductory letter where you introduce yourself and write brief information about who you are and why you want to become a citizen of Liberland. You can also send your curriculum vitae, which is CV, which is what I was confused about earlier.
You know, if you go to Pitcairn Island, they'll give you some land to build your house on. Why would anyone want to go here? This. I mean, Pitcairn, they actually have their own government, and I think there's 46 people, citizens on the island. You get together, you just secede from England, you got your own country. Why would you even bother doing this?
They also want a valid identity card or valid passport with your photo, where you can black out all text except your first, last name, gender, date of birth, nationality. Anyway, go check it out at liberland.org. Maybe it'll be something. Maybe. See you more.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.